detail. And let's, oh, is it working again? Oh, fantastic. I'll keep on that picture for now because we're back at the beginning of the story. And here's Peter and John. They're on their way to the temple at the hour for prayer in the afternoon. And imagine how they're chatting to each other and thinking about, as they did in the video, maybe they're thinking back just a few days before to what had happened. So, yes, if you can press the button, see if it will work again. And, no. Don't worry. No, has it gone wrong again? Don't worry. I'll do it. Oh, is it? No? Yeah? No? I'll do it here otherwise. Don't worry. I'll do it for the story and then you can see if it works for the song at the end. Well, there they were, thinking back to the time when they were all together and all of a sudden there was a sound of a mighty wind blowing through those little flames and the Holy Spirit came and made such a difference to them and they could talk in other languages. And things that they never realised that they could do. And the people came and said, well, they must be drunk. But Peter, you can imagine Peter saying, well, I wasn't going to let them get away with that, you know. Because we weren't drunk. It was only 9 o'clock in the morning anyway. We were just having our early morning prayer meeting when the Holy Spirit came. So, yeah, John said, yeah, it was great. Your sermon that day was fantastic. Yeah, I never knew I could do that. Well, I thought I couldn't, said Peter. It was fantastic. 3,000 people became Christians that day. Yes, said John. And when you explained what it was that people had to do, how they had to say sorry for that done wrong, how they had to believe in Jesus and then be baptized, well, it was amazing to see all those people responding like that. That was fantastic. Yeah, I wonder if there'll be anything else like that going on. Well, there they were on the way to the temple to pray. And they were thinking, 3 o'clock, the hour for prayer, and suddenly they saw the lame man begging. Thank you, Luke. And the lame man begging. And there he was. And I wonder if Peter, that is Jude, of course, and John, that is Neil, were thinking, I wonder if we could do it. I'd love to do something for him. I mean, as it said in the video, God didn't make us to be like that. You know, I'm sure God would do it. But we haven't done anything like that before. As far as we know, after Jesus had gone back to heaven, they hadn't done any healing stuff. So they probably thought, well, it was Jesus that did all the healing. And now he's not here. He's gone back to heaven. So we don't know what we can do. And they probably said, well, I don't think we can do anything here. But maybe they thought they couldn't help. And then I wonder what made Peter say what he did say next, which we've heard quite a few times. Peter said, look at us. So he looked at them expecting to get something, but Peter said to them, I've no money at all, but I give you what I have. In the name of Jesus Christ, Nazareth, I order you to get up and walk. Why on earth did he say that? Only Jesus had done that before, at least certainly most of the time. I know that Jesus did send out the disciples and they did heal us. They were charged to heal the sick, but we don't hear a lot about that. So I don't know whether Peter and John had ever done something like that. What inspired them to do that? And worse, what if it hadn't worked? What if he grabbed the beggar and he hadn't? Because I'm sure you're with me on this, that we've prayed for people to get better and sometimes they haven't. And sometimes that makes us discouraged. And we think, well, I don't know, we'll pray for anybody else. And John Wimber said many years ago, when we used to pray for no one to get healed, no one got healed. When we never prayed for healing for anybody, nobody got healed. Now we pray for everyone to get healed, some people get healed. So I think we have to recognise that it's not like a magic formula in the name of Jesus. Even though we had it in our verse as well, pray in my name. God is the one who does the healing. God is the one who makes the decision. And so somehow, and I can't fully explain it, Peter and John must have had that absolute, you know, in their mind, in their spirit, whatever it was, this is what we've got to do. And I do know of occasions when that's happened for other people and they've known they should pray for someone to be healed and they have. Sadly, I've also known times, including my own brother who has cerebral palsy, we prayed often for him to be healed. So I do sympathise and have understanding with those of us who've prayed for people to get better and they haven't. I know that happens as well. But it's sad if it means to say we never pray for people to get healed because we're disheartened. And I think if I was to ask you, can Jesus heal people? We'd probably, most of us, say yes. Yes, we believe he could. We just don't know whether he will. And sometimes it's that I can't business. I can't pray for someone to get healed. What if they don't? And I wonder if Peter and John thought that, but somehow something had happened in their hearts and their minds, and Peter reached out, as you saw, brilliantly demonstrated with Jude and Luke between them, reaching out his right hand, and on the video as well, and he pulled him up. And then I thought about the beggar. And I bet the beggar also said, I can't. We had a little bit of that on the video. Doesn't say it really in the Bible bit. It just says, and then he took him by the right hand and helped him up. But I'm sure that the beggar probably would have said, I can't, I'm sorry, sir. I've tried lots of times. It's not as if I don't try every morning to put my feet down and try and get up. I've given up trying. And as I was preparing this, I was just thinking, I wonder if there's anybody here, and maybe it's me, you know, there's something that you've tried lots of times before, and you know you can't do it. But maybe this morning, God is saying, try it again. When I was at school, primary school, my head teacher, whose name was Mr. Friend, I promise you that's absolutely true. Mr. Friend was my head teacher when I was at primary school in the little village of Shrivenham, the south of the Cotswolds. And he said, there's no such word as can't. And I often tell children nowadays, probably to the annoyance of my children and my grandchildren, there's no such word as can't. And so I challenge you and myself today, if there's something that you have said for many years, I can't do that. Maybe, and I can't. But maybe just out of this passage, just like that lame beggar, just like Peter and John, thinking I can't, maybe God wants to change that. The beggar had been there for many years. The beggar had been there lame and not able to walk for many years, and he couldn't do it, and he thought he would never be able to do it, but now he could, because of what God had done in his life. So maybe that word can't could be changed for you and for me as well. Peter grabbed him by the hand, pulled him up, and even though he felt he can't, he did. And he leapt. And I love that whole idea of that he was leaping and praising God as he went into the temple. Then he went into the temple with them, it says in the Bible, walking, yes, jumping, yes, praising God. And the people there saw him walking and praising, and they were astounded. Well done for all those who are astounded by our drama. But that is the amazing thing that God did for that man through Peter and John. Interestingly, he hadn't done it before. The man had been there many times. Every day his friends took him and he was there. And he would have thought, well, God could have healed him years ago. But somehow that day was the day. That day through Peter and John was the time. And God seems to do that. He seems to work in his own timing and through his own people. And we could be those people. And then, I wonder how we would next react, because I think that's also important. And we saw that in the video particularly, and it's in the Bible. The bit we didn't read that goes on afterwards, Peter and John made it really clear that it wasn't them that did it. We're not magic. We couldn't do that. It's Jesus. And that's where we come back to our verse. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14, verse 14. It's in Jesus' name. It's in the power of Jesus that does that. And so never must we think we can do that. It's always in the name of Jesus. And Peter went on to explain that to all of the people there. And just a little P.S. I suppose, not everybody liked it. Not everybody liked it. And so the Sadducees and some of the other important people around there came rushing round the corner into the temple saying, stop! Stop! And they believed that it was impossible for someone to come back from the dead. And of course Peter was saying, Jesus has. So they didn't like it very much. And in one sense, if we say Jesus is going to do this, then we are saying again, Jesus is alive today. Jesus' power is still in our world today, and we can talk to him and ask him. And so I'm going to suggest we're quiet for a moment, and we bring before God those things that we say, I can't. Or maybe there are people that we would love to see healed. And we think, well, no, we can't pray for them. But maybe God is calling us to do that. And maybe there are other situations for us in our lives and we feel we can't. But it's all down to God. So let's bring those things to him now and ask for his help. Heavenly Father, thank you for this story of many, many years ago when Peter and John did, as far as we know, this first healing, and you inspired them for that. And that lame beggar who probably thought he couldn't walk ever again, you healed him. So help us with those situations that we think we can't do, we think we can't pray, we think we can't do any help. Lord, please inspire us so that we might know when your power is there wanting to help us to do these things which seem impossible to us. And so please help us to follow you, to know your Holy Spirit's power in our lives as we give ourselves to you. Amen. And we have a song that helps us to put those sort of things into words. Father, I place into your hands the things that I cannot do.